Sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on the fifth Sunday of Easter, April 28th, 2024, entitled, Apart from Me, You Can Do Nothing. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, Google, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher.
I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Jesus' final I am statement in the Gospel of John is found about midway in what is often called his final discourse. These words are among some of the last spoken to the disciples as Jesus prepares to march uphill to his death. In them is bad news and good news. Bad news for those who are somehow decided that alone they're able to make any real positive difference in the world. But it's good news for those who understand that with God, anything is possible. Those who consider themselves to be social observers these days are divided on what to call these present times. Some say we're living in postmodernism. Others maintain that these days are late modernity. Regardless of what it's called, I think it's safe to say that we see our current times with a significant dose of skepticism as compared with the predominant outlook in the last several decades of the last century. Then it was widely understood that human beings could accomplish pretty much anything we put our minds to. We put a person on the moon, not once, but several times. The polio vaccine eradicated that disease from every corner of the world. We learned enough about genetics to begin to believe that with a little more time and a lot more money, someday every disease could be cured. But it seems to me there's little trust in those ideals anymore. Space shuttles can blow up in midair. Warfare is still the brutal option to disagreement on the stage of world politics. The war to end all wars has come and gone. We've learned now to distrust the institutions that once stood for hope. The confidence we once had in the political systems we relied on to elect the best leaders is all but gone now. every improvement seems to cause as much damage as it does good. We can speed around the globe, but the price in global warming and pollution make it a questionable value. We can communicate instantaneously around the world and at the same time open new avenues for identity theft, fraud, the dissemination of pornography, and threats of terrorism. Why is it that it seems impossible for us to change the world for good in significant ways, and for it to last? The reason is the same as it has always been. Early church father Augustine had it right in the 4th century, and it wasn't a new idea then either. Augustine said, apart from God, no good can come. Apart from God, no good can come. And of course, Jesus also said it. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, but without me, you can do nothing. And you know, there's a whole lot of abiding going on in those readings this morning between the first letter of John and the Gospel of John. There's a whole lot being said about this idea of abiding, staying with, living with, resting in, being one with. Abide in me, Jesus said. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit. And yes, we've done some good and some notable things since then. There remains a certain amount of hope in human capacity to make the world more livable, but any good thing that has been accomplished has come about because God placed creation in the stewardship of those most gifted to care for it. God is the source of creation. God is also the genesis of all of its goodness. And so Jesus leans on the age-old image of the vine and the vine grower. The prophets spoke of God as shepherds, spoke of God as shepherd, and Israel as the vine. But Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I am the vine. I am the vine, and my Father is the vine grower. And in those images, there's invitation, instruction, and judgment all rolled into one. Both bad news and good news. It's bad news for those who seek to improve the world on their own. The author of Psalm 127 knew it. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. But it's good news for those who are connected to the love of God through Christ. Abide in me. You know, among my concerns, and I have many of them, with accepting medical assistance in dying, as being the answer for those approaching the end of life. One of my concerns is that a decision to end our life, our own life, dispenses with any hope or belief or possibility of miracle. The moral and ethical concerns about human involvement at the end of life, it would seem, are really no different from those at life's beginning. And maybe that shouldn't surprise us. The cloning of human embryos, creating life in a petri dish in the lab, and for that matter, any of the issues surrounding abortion. The same concerns aren't so different when life nears its end. And so the question might be, are we ever rightfully in a position to grab on and control a gift so precious and sacred as life itself? I had a friend who had once given a special gift to someone who eventually handed it back to him with the message that for them, it had met the end of its usefulness. Ugh. And I'll be honest, I haven't had a lot of first-hand experience with grapes and vines. We do have an arbor in our backyard on the north side. That was a gift along with the basement winery from the previous owners of our home. Kelly has mostly laid claim to the arbor. The wine room downstairs, though, I'm guessing, is mine. I always refer to the vines that live out back as our conversation piece. Since I've done very little to ever promote their growth, I just let them grow, and every summer there are little green bunches of teeny tiny grapes that never really amount to anything at all. The leaves look nice. But you know, if I were to cut back the vines, ruthlessly prune, I'll bet there would be fruit. Maybe even fruit that would last, as Jesus referred to it a little later on in the Gospel of John. So, you know, Jesus didn't teach that pruning was punishment. Removing the dead wood is discipline. The discipleship necessary to bear fruit. Life comes from the one who said, "I am the resurrection and the life." Among the branches are suckers. And they're so named because they suck the life out of the vine, making the bearing of fruit impossible. How can there ever be an end to war or injustice or hunger? The same principle holds. Apart from Christ, Human attempts at peace and justice are empty schemes. Our very best mortal efforts and noblest human ideas are doomed to failure. But prayer and faithful work by those who abide in Christ are powerful forces in the world. They always have been, and they still are. That's why what was referred to, I think, very much tongue-in-cheek last Thursday evening as a decaying pile of rock I think that's why it needs to stand with a spire reaching skyward that proclaims God lives here.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit christchurchcathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@christchurchcathedral.com or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.